Hey, I have Grayson here with me. Can you say hi, Grayson?
Hi.
Hey, Potato.
Grayson, tell us, what's your favorite song?
Sweet Chaos.
Oh, by Day 6.
Yeah, by Day 6.
All right, wow. Thank you for that little... Thank you for your contribution.
That's good sublet. I like it.
Deep Bop Boy.
Welcome back to K-Pop Parade. This is the podcast where two sisters, Abby and Trinity, talk all things K-pop, be it comebacks, scandals, quote-unquote controversies, and anything else that we can fit into an episode. I'm Trinity.
And I'm Abby.
And today we are playing catch-up on a lot of stuff because life happens.
It is a thing that continues to do that.
And we had recorded an episode a while back and had some technical difficulties. I was just going to say had some technical difficulties.
Listen, GarageBand was supposed to be easy. Supposed to be easier than Audacity, but then it wasn't.
The audacity that GarageBand had.
Honestly. you were the chosen one.
So a few things that we are going to talk about in this episode include:
we are going to do a quick rundown of an update on THAAD, THAAD. If you don't know what that is, it's kind of a big deal in Asia, and also it has affected the K-pop world a lot, and you might have like seen the fingers of it, and then you're like, oh, is that why all of this happened? Yes, that is why all of this happened. So we'll go into detail about that.
We are going to touch on Big Hit's reactions to the rumors that BTS is all enlisting at once, but a hint, it's not a very big response.
We're going to talk about Ilhoon from BTOB admitting to marijuana charges in his first hearing. He's been having some issues, as we all know, so that's kind of concerning.
Yikes. One thing we're going to talk about is Kingdom and its really amazing performances, but really annoying fan wars.
I warned all of you that this was going
to
happen.
You did. You were correct, as in most things in life.
Thank you.
Before we talk about all of that, though, we do want to ask that you be sure to check out our social media pages. On Twitter, we are at K-Pop Parade, K-P-O-P-A-R-A-D-E. On Instagram, we are at @kpopparade_podcast. We are doing things like giveaways. We are sponsoring cup sleeve events, and we post polls for your opinions. And Abby is fantastic at posting regular content, such as mashups and music videos.
Except for Monday and Tuesday of this week. I don't know what happened. Don't talk to me.
You know, they won't know by the time we're recording this. That's
true.
What Monday or Tuesday is.
Yeah, don't look back.
Before we start this episode, I just want to say real quick that Do or Not by Pentagon deserve to win. Let's go ahead and get started.
I will say, I like that a lot more than Daisy. Daisy was weird.
Liked it.
I mean, it was good, but like the music video didn't make no sense, and that was their first win. Like, what?
Yeah, Do or Not deserved all of the wins.
It didn't get a single one?
Not a single freaking one. It's Shine Part 2.
Damn. Anyway, let's dive into some comebacks for this episode. Obviously, it's been a hot minute, so we're kind of like cherry picking whatevs. And I'm going to start off with You by Checkmate. So this is their first comeback.
Checkmate is a co-ed group.
It's a that. And this is their first comeback. Their debut was decent, but I don't know. It wasn't as good. This comeback, though, was very, very good, though. I really liked it. 8 out of 10. Would recommend. However, there is not a card-shaped hole in my heart, so I don't need them. It was really good, though. Like, I support it, and their voices are all unique, and I have a weird obsession with those, like, hats with the flat brim, you know, the Yoongi hat, and you're like, oh, the Yoongi hat. It's, like, really trendy and shit. I like those. Anyway, moving on.
Next, we have Bambi by Baekhyun.
When I saw Bambi, I thought it was going to be like another cute song, like Candy, and then it wasn't. But aside from Taemin, is Baekhyun the most successful solo artist of SM?
Aside from Taemin, Baekhyun is the most spoiled artist at SM. That's not to say that he's not talented. The amount of Baekhyun content that gets produced is...
It has been a lot.
It's a little wild to me. And I will admit one thing. Whenever I saw that this was coming, I immediately told everyone. I was like, Baekhyun's enlisting. Like, that's the sign. Baekhyun's enlisting. And surprise, surprise, he's enlisting.
What, solo content means he's enlisting?
A lot of times, yeah. SM always gives their artists solo content before they enlist. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, because Taemin's enlisting too.
And we got... a Dio solo song, we got a Jimin solo song, Minho, Onu, Ki, all of them got solo stuff before they enlisted. Chanyeol had a solo song drop. So Baekhyun, you know, I kind of called this enlistment. Now, I thought Bambi was fine. I didn't think it was like phenomenal.
It was heavy, heavy R&B.
Which is fine. It's fine. His B-side, All I Got, that one took me to church. And if you have not heard that one, that is the song of the album.
I have not heard that one, and I will be listening to that.
Oh my god, I'm gonna put a clip of it in this, because whoo,
mwah. All right, church. Baekhyun. It's Baekhyun. Kids got pipes. Next up, we have DKB with All In. Underrated. They're on our underrated list. I love them a whole lot. Trinity never listens to them, no matter how many times I send their songs to her. But they are very consistent with making sure that their music video has nothing to do with the song. Like,
I don't know what your obsession with that is. Why do music videos have to do with songs?
Isn't it like a consistency, a continuity issue here? Like, why bother making a music video if it's not about the music?
For the visuals, for the aesthetic, and for people to have something to actually watch.
But if it doesn't match, isn't it throwing you out of the headspace?
I don't think so. Whatever. I also operate from a mindset, though, of where I am literally constantly in the need for visual stimuli. And so... like, I always at any point in time have a YouTube video going along with, like, a mindless iPhone game while I'm doing things. So for me, I guess maybe just having something to see at all while I'm listening really helps me, I don't know, focus on the music better because I'm watching something as I'm listening to it.
See, I'm the opposite. It makes me not focus on the music because I'm like, why the fuck are they all wearing combat boots, but this is like a ballad? Like, what? I digress. It was good. However, I still like their previous comeback still better. Stan DKB. They're cute.
They cute.
Next up, we have NTX. It was their debut. I see the sky, check the world. I see the sky, take my hands, baby, kiss. I tried my hardest to figure out what was going on with them on YouTube, but all of their music videos are still listed as teasers, and all of the teasers are 6 minutes long, and have performance versions of teasers.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so I clicked on their teaser for Black Hole performance version because, I mean, it's been weeks. They should have had the actual music video out by now. And it was like a full performance. It wasn't a teaser. I don't know. It was good. I mean, I liked it. I'll save it. But I don't know what's going on with that. They need to simplify some things. I know that for a debut, you want to get as much content out there as possible at the beginning stages, but like at least make sure it's organized. 3YE with Stalker. You know what? I'll say it. Mark the day. I think 3YE is better than Blackpink. What?
They gasp.
Bro, they're just good. They're good. They're like a harder girl group concept. That
I also feel like you've said that before, though, in a previous episode.
Back during 3YE's debut, I said that you could use them as like a bridge. Since, you know, Blackpink never posts fucking anything.
Yes, that's what you would say.
And now I am, like, full on the 3YE train. Because Blackpink never posts fucking anything. Why would you stay? Like, I get it, Blinks. I get it. But why would you stay when they post one thing every 4 years? Why?
Because loyalty.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Have you... Don't, like... The Blinks are scary.
Oh, I'm not going at the Blinks. I'm just respectfully asking. Respectfully. But anyway, 3YE is great. Their song Stalker is awesome. That girl in those tight leather pants is, whew. I don't know her name. I'm sorry. But she's great. And the next step we have Astro with One.
So I actually haven't heard this one other than I have seen clips of the rap from this.
Dude, that's like what I have down, and I'm not even a rap person.
He did not fuck around.
No, he didn't. It was like I was amazed because the last Astro comeback I remember was Knock, which I also liked, but was like a full 360 180. Like, damn. I thought I turned it on and I was like, oh, is this NCT? Did I accidentally click on like 127? What the fuck is this? It's Astro. So, damn. They chose violence in this one.
And it is apparently working for them. They've been winning.
Good. Astro deserves to win. They've been around for forever.
Astro's wonderful. I do love Astro as behind on this comeback as I am. I am a huge Astro fan, and so it does make me happy to see that they're winning stuff and things. Next is Wendy with her song Like Water.
Mm-hmm.
And your reaction to this really surprises me.
I know.
You
I'm a Wendy stan.
A Wendy bias, and I am not. So Wendy, this is Wendy of Red Velvet. She's the first member to have a solo debut. I was like floored by this. It was amazing. It was flawless. Her voice is phenomenal. I was in complete awe of this. Her voice is pure, and like the only word I can think of for it is filling. It. Like, I don't even know if that makes sense, but it fills your soul. It just, it showcases her talent. The chorus is so big and beautiful. I wasn't fully expecting to not like it. I was 100% expecting to not like it.
I liked it. I just was, and she is impressive. I don't know. It was not as impactful for me. I wish she had, like, come out and been like, fuck all y'all bitches. You let me break my hips. Fuck you. I did see an article, though, that when she was doing her promotions for her solo and she performed at wherever it was that she'd fallen earlier, all of the rest of Red Velvet went with her. She didn't ask them to. Good. And nobody knew that they were coming, but they were, like, bodyguarding her.
I
they were like,
love
fuck
it.
You guys. Fuck you guys.
I love it.
Let her sing. You listen.
And Red Velvet are mean if they need to be, so good for them for having her back.
And like I appreciate her rebound, you know. Breaking a hip, first of all, we're all 80 years old and we're about to break our hips. Second of all, that is a huge joint to walk back from. Literally. But
I hate you.
I know. It's just, I'm very impressed by her, and also just, I don't know, the level of rise above that she is, that she's not just like, fuck all y'all bitches.
Because if anyone has the right to say fuck all y'all bitches.
It's Wendy.
It's Wendy.
It's Wendy. Next, we talk about Stacey. With ASAP. It was cute. It was decent. I will say that each member of Stacey has a very unique voice, and I can pick them out. I don't know any of their names, but I thought it was very cute.
All right.
And next, Trinity is going to scream.
I am, because it's shiny. Yes. This is shiny. This is shiny that I missed while they were in the military. Don't Call Me eventually grew on me.
No.
But this one was just, this one from the gate was just perfect. Atlantis is fun. It showcases everything to me that shiny is. Mm-hmm. I cannot get over my love for this song. It is bright and fun and in true shiny fashion, has a wild outlandish video. Am I devastated to hear that Taemin is enlisting in May? Yes. Yes, I am.
Let's just pretend that whole debacle from the first song just didn't happen. And let's just pretend that this was their debut after the military.
Before this Atlantis repackage, the Don't Call Me album, the B-sides were great.
Heart Attack was very, very good.
Atlantis was just perfect. And this repackage was everything that I wanted shiny to be. And for those of you in the South Texas area, Amaris is doing a shiny event at the end of May. More details to come. But yeah, this one was fantastic.
Yeah. I approve. And I just wanted to note that on the K-pop profiles or whatever, Key is listed as a rapper. No. That's all I have to say about that.
Well, no. He, I mean, in Two Moons on the like OG XO albums, he's the rapper that's featured on those.
Key?
Yep.
You said XO albums.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
That's what? Right. Selected VIP, wouldn't it be mind-blowingly awesome? Now you're on the rock, and just gotta keep your seatbelt fastened. 오늘은 두 개의 타입, 두 개의 타입. 오늘은 두 개가 타입. You're not gonna shoot over this and cut over that, cause you never coming back to this trap. See the two full moons, you're the chosen knight, going back in yes, cause you got no time. But no, yeah, it's just no, he's a singer. Kid's a singer. He has a whole solo thing and he doesn't rap in any of it. He's a singer. Anyway, Kong Daniel. Sir.
Kong Daniel.
Sir. The fuck have you been? I'm looking for the editor. I'm begging for the editor. 깨끗이 지워줘. Please let me go. 긴 어둠 속 날 꺼내줘. Just let me go. I'm looking for the editor. Where the fuck have you been? He's good.
Love.
He's real good. I was thinking we were going through the healing process.
He has always been very vocal about his mental health. So I was never really into 101. I never actually really even cared about his earlier stuff. But then Josette took me on a Daniel deep dive. And I adore the man. One, I wish he would get more sleep and stop eating only candy.
Well, you know, he does what he wants.
I, you know, when you're the CEO of your own company at 26, you can Daniel, do whatever you want.
There's a scandal about your eating, Daniel. Daniel, how could you? Daniel, it's not true. Don't listen to them. Daniel.
Antidote is a great track. If you haven't watched his interview with Jesse, 10 out of 10 recommend.
It's really?
Freaking hilarious. She just does everything in her power to make him uncomfortable. And as it's she hilarious. Does. It's fantastic. So, next let's talk about Wien with her solo debut of Watercolor.
Fucking Wien, man. Wien is amazing. Wien got the reaction that you got out of Wendy from me. I thought she's spectacular. And not only at singing, but she is the smarty smarts, all right? So a lot of you don't know, Mamamoo's contracts were up this year, and they've been going through re-signs, and they have 3 out of 4. And Wien is the last one who hasn't re-signed. And I'm like... She's holding it over their heads, right?
Oh, absolutely.
After all, what better way to make sure it goes absolutely perfectly than to stake her re-sign on it? They're not going to make any mistakes on her solo debut because they want her back in Mamamoo so bad. So, like, smarts. She's smart.
Smart.
Smarts.
Yeah, it was fucking amazing. It was so good.
And it's not necessarily her first solo stuff either. She's been putting out like collabs and stuff. She did a collab a couple years ago with Park Bom, which was actually really good. So I mean, it's not surprising and it's not new, but like, it's good, good, good,
so good, good. So good, just so good, just so good. That's all the comebacks that we have. What are 3 songs right now that you just can't stop listening to?
Leave Me Loving You by Jackson Wong.
Oh, so good.
Yo, Yo by Unique. On the Ground by Rosé. That's me.
So, so good. Mine right now are Do or Not by Pentagon.
Shocker. Shock.
Libido by Only One Of.
Listen. Listen.
Listen. Listen.
I can't believe you said that to me. You said they did it for the girls or they did it for the gays.
I said they did it for the girls and the gays. That's it.
And like, come on. Why else are you going to name a song Libido? What else is there?
It's, you know what though?
It's
the
sexy.
The song is so good. And yes, it is so sexy. And not only that, I don't think I've ever listened to them. Their other tracks are fucking good.
Oh no, I really like Only One Of. They're kind of small, but like I like them.
They like, what is their, what's their debut song where they're like, I don't give a shit what you think about me. I was like, all right, I love you.
All right,
I love you. Savannah, that's what it's called. Savannah.
Yeah.
I was like, yep. And then also After School by Weekly.
Weekly as well. They were very good right out of the gate, which I thought was nice.
Yeah, they've been super powerful and super strong. So let's move on. Talk to us about FAD.
So FAD, everybody, let's have a brief history lesson here. Actually, let's first have a geography lesson. We all know South Korea is south of North Korea. And north of North Korea is China, right?
What?
They're all kind of there. Issa Peninsula. Ta-da. We are from the U.S., and so we know
that us.
The largest U.S. military base in the world that is not on home soil is in South Korea. It's called Humphreys. So we have a very large military presence in South Korea, and China does not like that. Does not like it at all. We are obviously allies with South Korea while China is allies with North Korea. And so, because of the looming threat of North Korean attack on South Korea's capital, we were asked by the South Korean government to gift them a missile defense system called THAAD, THAAD. It is exactly what it is. It's a missile defense system. It shoots shit data out of the sky. And they put it on their border. We said, yes, here you can have it. They put it on their border. And it is to ensure that should North Korea decide to take offensive action against them, that they can have defense, you know, defensive measures. But because of that geography
There's
lesson
always
that we just
a
had.
But.
Yeah. China got super duper pissed. Not on the behalf of North Korea either. They were just super duper pissed that this THAAD system also had a range to be able to shoot down their stuff as well. Not that China is ever going to attack South Korea, but it could interfere with any logistical operations they have in that area. And so China got super, super duper pissed. And this happened at the end, the beginning of 2016. And China said, you know, get rid of that. That's an act of aggression. You can't do this in our domain. Blah, 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 blah. And South Korea is like, bro, this has nothing to do with you. Like, nothing. And China's like, get rid of it or we're going to fuck you up social, economically. And they're like, well, no. I mean, this is protecting us, so no. And China's like, all right, you done did it now. And so China rejected the Hallyu wave. And so at the end of 2016, they recalled all of their idols that they had in South Korea back to China. So, for example,
we miss you, Lay.
Lay from EXO, or all of Unique, or any other Chinese idols that left unexpectedly. Another example from SM is Wavy having to create their own label in China. So a lot of these things that we knew about and understood. And since the end of 2016, China has been fucking South Korea over in the economy wise. So all of that.
All of that.
All of that. We always, you know, we always thought, why did Lei leave, or why hasn't he come back? Or because we know as XOLs that Lei fucking loves EXO.
Oh, he loves EXO so much.
And so we were always like, why can't he come back if he loves him so much? This is why. Because for the good.
Like, he's a Chinese ambassador.
So it's being called pro-state. And I forget this a lot as an American, that even though I love Chinese media, I like Chinese dramas and Chinese idols or whatever, they are all communists. And so they are very pro-state. Specifically Lei, because he is so pro-government. He's a very large ambassador of the Communist Party, which is fine for him. Because he's Chinese, so you do what you need to do. I'm not going to talk about that.
It's none of our business.
So, it's none of our business. Just explaining things. So, that is why we lost a huge chunk of our K-pop Chinese population, because of Thad. But things are looking up. It's 2021, and a Chinese newspaper, I think it was called the China Global or something like that, is their number one rated pro-state newspaper. And it has been said that this newspaper is like the voice of the government, and they have been printing tourism ads for Korea.
Interesting.
Yes. And so people are like, oh, and this is rumored to be like an olive branch. They're promoting Korea again. And not only this tourism ad, but apparently there's a couple more scheduled. And funnily enough, all of the tourism ads had XO on it.
That's hilarious.
It was Kyung-soo's face plastered in Beijing.
That's amazing.
So people are like, this is a great sign. This is a sign that things could go back to normal. Maybe we could have. But then I was yelling at my friends in a group chat, and I was like, we can maybe finally get an OT9 comeback. And she's like, Baekhyun's leaving in 2 weeks.
And Suho's gone. And Jung Dae's gone.
Listen, stop it. I am trying my best.
So, you know, yes, all of EXO is slowly going away. But, you know, we do.
But that's a huge deal.
It is a huge deal. We do. That is amazing progress forward. We could get so much back if this kept, mm-hmm. like, if this moves forward the way that it looks like it would,
right.
Hopefully
slowly but surely
be moving forward.
There's also a lot of issues with China's international reputation at the moment. With a large topic of controversy that I'm not going to get into, but a lot of international brands such as Nike or Calvin Klein or Adidas and shit have been pulling out of certain areas of China because of this controversy. And the idols who represented those brands are quitting those brands. Most notably, Lei or Wang Yibo or Jackson Wong.
I have heard that.
People got really pissed at Jackson Wong because they're like, stop supporting China. And he's like, but I'm from China. And
in fact, Chinese.
Chinese. And there's lots of opinions on this. But the most important one that people need to understand that currently, if they don't, they will lose their entire career. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. But I understand. We just have to think of it through a different lens. Like I said, we're both Americans. We don't understand the intricacies of their society, even though we like to sometimes pretend
we don't know shit.
We don't know shit.
At the end of the day, no matter how much
be respectful,
no matter how much you know about K-pop, no matter how much you know about C-pop or Chinese dramas or these, how much research you do, without actually living there, there's always going to be a factor of it that you just do not know.
So. Yes. And we will be respectful and we will support the efforts being made to make things right while being respectful.
Yes.
Is that good? That makes that sense, works. Right? That's
good. Perfect.
That's all right. Good.
Real there. Quick, because we're on a time crunch, because we're recording this in the morning. Mm-hmm. What?
Yay!
Big Hit reacted to the rumors that BTS is all enlisting at once because it came out, and I don't remember where it came from, but everybody started talking recently on the internets about they heard and it was confirmed that BTS is all enlisting in 2022. Now,
I think they should.
Jin has always been very vocal that he's going to enlist. He's honored to serve his country. He knows that it's coming. He knew that he had to do it. Other than that,
he's known whole life.
Nobody has really said, none of the rest of the group have said anything. And that was Big Hit's response was, we can not tell you more than what the artists have already said. So that's where we're at. Thanks, Big Hit.
curse this entertainment agency for listening to their artists and letting them make their own statements. Curse them.
So next up, let's talk real quick about Ilhoon from BTOB.
This kid's had some issues before this.
When he admitted to it, he just said, I am sincerely repenting. I am very, very sorry. Seven other defendants who were indicted along with him all admitted to the charges. He purchased apparently 1.8 pounds of marijuana between. And so he's in the military right now. He is currently serving as a public service worker. And last December, Cube announced that his withdrawal from BTOB. The reason like this is so, and again, this is definitely a culture thing, because in America, we hear about artists smoking marijuana and we're like, okay. It's the same thing as what happened with Top from Big Bang. You know, it's a big deal over there. It is still very illegal. We've heard it over and over again with artists who go to different countries just to get medications to help them sleep at night. Marijuana use over there can make or break an entire career for some people. So the fact that he admitted very openly, like, yes, this is a thing. I apologize. Like,
well, I remember the reason he admitted it so openly is because he was caught red-handed.
Right.
Yeah, he was buying it like with Bitcoin or something.
Gotta love cryptocurrency. It was
some weird, weird convoluted scheme. I remember that. And then he was caught. And while they were investigating, he went into the military.
So,
which I don't understand how the military supersedes like prison time.
But look at Seungri.
Seungri. Yeah. But again, we don't understand Korean military enlistments. So it's fine.
So yeah. So yeah. That came.
But I guess if like shit goes down, just quick run to the military.
Good to know. Good advice. Don't listen to Abby.
Don't listen.
Last but not least, I just want to touch on Kingdom. I don't watch the show regularly. I have just been watching the performances as they come out. They are not holding back at all. So ATEEZ did Wonderland, but they did it as a symphony, and they did a full blown. If you have not seen this performance, it's intense. They had fucking a Kraken coming through a boat and Sunghwa shot it.
The fuck?
Yeah. This gun thing in Korea is like becoming way more prominent. We're going to have to talk about that another episode.
I mean, I guess they can do what they want now, whatever.
But I also watched, I'm not a huge Stray Kids fan, and their performance of Side Effects blew me away. So the issues that I'm having are fans are getting nasty and ugly. And like, shocker. One, someone insulted Jungho.
What? He's a baby. Leave my home alone. They said
that he could not sing. And I want you guys to know, so Abby's brother is my husband, and he is, they are all very talented musically. The Rayborns can all sing. It's a thing. And they all,
blush.
And they all have very keen ears for music. I watched that performance. I watched ATEEZ's performance, and I was talking to my brother who lives with us right now. And I was talking over Jungho doing this high note, and Evan made me stop and rewind it and goes, you did not just talk over that as if that magic did not just happen.
That, you know what? That sounds like something he'd say. And he hates K-pop.
So if that tells you anything about Jungho's performance, But people are just getting ugly and they're saying, you know, SF9 fans versus AT's fans and Stray Kids fans, and just shut up. Like, I hate award shows and performance competitions like this because all that it does is make us not be able to appreciate talent as a whole. It just makes everything a competition, and it's annoying and stupid. And just enjoy the show for what it is. Go watch Kingdom. Go support your favorite groups and shut up about the ones that you don't care about. That's actually my rant.
Kind of like fuck Kingdom too as well, but also all of that is true.
So anyway, thanks so much for listening to K-Pop Parade. We're going to end on that super positive note.
Yeah.
So guys, thank you again so much for checking in. We'll try to get back on a regular schedule, but every time that we promise that, it doesn't happen. So
never does, but it's life. So
it's life.
It's free.
So we are going to do our best. We'll do what we can. And thanks so much, guys. And again, I'm Trinity.
And I'm Abby.
And we will talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.